From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez. Florida Department of Corrections Secretary Julie Jones came out of retirement to take over a troubled agency dealing with reports of cover-ups involving inmate deaths, whistleblower lawsuits, and state and federal investigations. Governor Rick Scott picked Jones in December to become the first woman to lead the agency overseeing more than 100,000 inmates. Jones says codifying the department's policies and law should help restore the public's faith in the beleaguered agency.
It's my confidence in the existing staff that lead me to believe that, when one, we can fix it, and two, that I'm going to be able to be accountable to those family and friends of inmates for them to know that they will be safe in our institutions.
Legislation filed last week by Senate Criminal Justice Committee Chairman Greg Evers would require periodic inspections and audits to look for safety problems in prisons, as well as allow staff members to make anonymous and confidential reports if they witness abuse or neglect of inmates. The federal government has decided that a captive killer whale that has been performing for decades at the Miami Seaquarium deserves endangered protections. The National Marine Fisheries Service says the whale named Lolita will be included in the endangered listing for southern resident killer whales. People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals attorney Jared Goodman was elated.
This means that she will finally be granted the protections to which she is entitled as a member of the southern resident orcas, which could include transferring her to a seaside sanctuary in her home waters, where her mother still thrives at 86 years of age.
The National Marine Fisheries Service said Lolita's endangered listing does not impact the animal's stay at the Miami Seaquarium, where she has been since 1970. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.